This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A High Mountain Colorado plant was identified as a distinct species recently. Its new name, the funky thistle. Botanist Jennifer Ackerfield of the Denver Botanic Gardens collected the reference plant on the rocky slopes of Mount Sherman. She says it looks alien.
You're up in the alpine tundra, where most of the plants are these tiny little things. And then here's this giant thistle coming out of nowhere. It's like, I don't care. I don't care that we're in the alpine and it's super cold. I'm going to be giant.
She says it's possible that the prickly plant with yellow flowers was first discovered and named by indigenous people. In the 1800s, it was mislabeled by botanists and has since been mistaken until now. Workers at two Starbucks locations in Colorado Springs say they plan to unionize. Barista Bradley Kurtz says, like many employees, he doesn't make a living wage.
I'm fortunate in that I am able to live at home with my family, and that if I didn't have that, I couldn't imagine. It would be very difficult.
According to Kurtz, workers do not receive tips from credit cards, a loss of about $5 per hour, and are not scheduled enough hours to be eligible for benefits. Workers plan to join Starbucks Partners United, an affiliate of Workers United. They filed with the National Relations Board yesterday. CSU's women's basketball team will continue its season this week at the Women's National Invitation Tournament. They'll be joined by Air Force and rival Wyoming. Air Force plays San Francisco Thursday, and CSU plays University of Portland Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, this hour. We're listening to Fresh Air.